When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi fucking ho.
Welcome back to Chucky Queers. It's another week of our coverage of Don Mancini's sci-fi TV show, and I'm Joe.
And I'm Trace, and yeah, we're discussing Season 3, Episode 7, There Will Be Blood, a title that quite makes sense this week.
Very apt. There is a ton of blood in this here episode.
Joe, I have to ask you, were you worried we were going to be doing a Shining elevator thing?
I kind of was, yeah. And it sort of feels like we are, but I'm curious, what do you think is the direct inspiration for this? Because I think a lot of younger audiences might be like, oh, it's like Evil Dead Rise.
Oh, and see, I was like, people are going to think it's it whenever Jessica Chastain is in the stall.
That was the one I thought of more, yeah.
But honestly, it was a thing where I was thinking about you the entire time because I thought the scene was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, Joe's going to fucking hate this.
It was more like if it had have opened and the blood had poured out, then I would have been annoyed. So I was really glad we didn't do that.
No, that's the thing. So when I open it and it's just the blood covered bodies, I was like, oh, restraint.
Really, on a show like Chucky to have some restraint, it's a plus. I like it.
The only groaner I had this week, there was a joke about Taylor Swift that I was like, this feels like it should have been 10 years ago. And I think it surprises me that joke was in here, if only because A, Taylor Swift has publicly clapped back against shows that like make fun of that part of her life. And I know Don Mancini has said he kind of regrets the Britney Spears joke from Seed of Chucky. So that was interesting to me. But again, he didn't write this episode, so...
Right. Yeah. I guess the other thing is that, you know, it's preceded by the joke of cleansing the royals after the queen mum died. So in some ways, I was just like, oh, this is dumb. Like the character who's saying it is sort of, I feel like we're not meant to really take them seriously. So that's why I attributed the joke being okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I didn't think it's particularly offensive, but it was one of those things. I just remember there was that Netflix show, I think Ginny and Georgia, that made a joke about Taylor, and she like publicly like bashed the show.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I hope Taylor Swift doesn't watch Chucky.
She doesn't seem like the target audience. No,
not at all. But okay. So I had so much fun with this episode, but I will say a big part of it is I love that everyone is up to speed. Everyone knows it's a possessed doll. Everyone believes in the supernatural. I was like, cool. This is all I've wanted for like every single Child's Play entry.
Right. Yeah, no, it definitely feels like we are hustling and moving towards the finale because, of course, this is the penultimate episode of the season. And I think there's some good set pieces. As I told you right before we started recording, I think I'm just like I'm missing the kids a little bit. So I'm excited for where we're going to go next week because I think it's going to be a very Jake heavy episode. And yeah, I was really ready for Price to bite it.
Oh, we're saving still him for that finale. We are saving. I actually thought I got more warmed into Price this week because it's definitely positioning him as more of a villain. Like we're at least getting He's less mysterious. I mean, he's always been kind of the bad guy of what we've seen in this season, but he's at least now in the forefront, which I like. I don't like that we eschew the first lady. And I mean, Henry can go. I don't care about Henry.
Yeah,
but
it's
very much we need to make space for these kids. So yeah. I actually was surprised because I thought we were giving the kids quite a bit to do. Or maybe it's we're setting up for a lot of them to do.
I think it's that. Yeah. I mean, I'll be curious because I didn't really get a good sense about who is actually going to be murdered. Who's going to die and go into this, what are we calling it? The spirit realm next week.
You mean the further?
It definitely seemed like that's what we were setting up, even with this seance where I was definitely getting some Insidious vibes and that kind of stuff. But
oh, I was expecting a gas mask to come out, like full stop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. So we've done a seance before because that's how Chucky got, you know, in trouble with Damballa last season, is when they tried to exorcise him. And I'm curious, what were your thoughts on this week's seance?
I mean, as a seance, I think it's pretty standard stuff. But again, like, we're getting Brad Dourif like in the flesh, like the most screen time he's ever had in this entire franchise over course of 30 plus years. So this to me was all working because I loved how they did it, you know, with the voice. I love the lampshading of like, fuck this, let me just talk normal.
Yes.
I thought this was all very, very, very fun. And, you know, the climax being that he electrocutes three people using a speaker and blood. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's very silly. I'm surprised that we actually didn't kill both of these mediums. Like, we get rid of Dr. Lindstrom, but Timmy is apparently still in the mix. Although, again, I was like, who are we referencing with this? Because it definitely felt like there was a nod of the head to Timmy. Like, was he a character that we should have recognized, or was that paying homage to anybody?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. The other character, the one that gets electrocuted, the other psychic one, she seemed like she was doing a Zelda Rubinstein from Poltergeist thing. Like, because I think we say this house is clean or some version of that a couple times in this episode.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I like the sounds. It was a little bit understated. I thought we might go a little bit bigger, but I do agree. You know, it's really fun to see Brad Dourif as Brad Dourif, like getting to play an actual human being. And he was having a ton of fun as like a ghost version of Charles Lee Ray, going up to people and yelling in their faces and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. When he's tormenting that little kid, Henry, I thought that was fantastic.
It was scary.
What about the opening scene? I mean, we finally meet Damballa in the plastic. Yeah, I thought that was, I mean, yeah, that's, I guess the thing is, this is kind of meant to be Brad Dourif's episode, which is why the kids aren't like front and center, even though they are.
You're just going to keep pushing that agenda.
I'm just going to keep pushing it.
Yeah, the opening was a little unexpected. I wasn't sure how much time we were going to spend in the spirit realm, or, you know, it was neat getting to see the ghosts of dead presidents. Obviously, I only recognize Abraham Lincoln and I think Richard Nixon, but you should know, you're an American.
I saw a guy with like the white wig and I was like, that might be George Washington. I don't know. Who could say?
Terrible. Terrible.
Also, why would Abraham Lincoln still be there in the afterlife? What unfinished business does he have?
He's still really pissed off at John Wilkes Booth, I guess.
Actually, the rumor is that Abraham Lincoln was gay. So maybe that's what it is.
There we go. There we go.
But okay. So I guess the other two kind of big things, it's the Tiffany stuff. And then, this elevator stuff where we lose the fake president. I was actually really bummed that we lose him in this scene.
Yeah, so we lose the body double Jenkins, so we once again kill Devon Sawa.
And I will say, with this blood elevator, like the one thing I did really like is when he sees Charles Lee Ray, he sees Chucky, but as the water comes up, he becomes the doll. And I thought that was really, really inspired.
Oh, I love that, because it was completely unexpected. You know, I didn't anticipate we were going to get to see something like that. I was interested to see how we were going to interplay between Charles Lee Ray, played by Brad Dourif, and then also the doll. And I thought when we saw Damballa as the doll in the opening, that would be really all we would see of it. And so it was fun to see, you know, the personas are inherently linked, as Damballa acknowledges in that
exactly
opening.
But yeah, so that's loss of a character. Okay, so I guess, what about Tiffany Valentine / Jennifer Tilly? This is all lead up to me. I like that we get to see Nika again. I was not crazy about, and I'm sorry I don't have this woman's name, but that officer getting run over by a car.
Erica.
Come on. Like, the way it's shot, you can just tell it's coming.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I did think that the height that she gets on the hit and then the way the legs get all floppy and stuff, it's good, but yeah, it's definitely expected. Like, you know it's coming.
I'm glad that you actually mentioned that, because the flying over, it reminded me of that dream sequence from Romy and Michelle, and then the way her body lands, it's like the way the gymnast lands in Final Destination 5.
I mean, this was fine. This felt a little bit wheels spinny to me. Like, we haven't touched base with Tiffany / Jennifer Tilly enough in the last couple of episodes, so I was like,
we didn't see her last week, so
we didn't see her at all.
No. And I think that's the thing is, I don't know if it's because, you know, we only Jennifer Tilly is a special guest star in these episodes, so like, we don't have a ton of time with her, so it's like, we gotta figure out how we're gonna, because some of this stuff could have easily been in last week's episode. Like, you could have incorporated or half of it somehow. But do you think she's gonna die?
Yes, no, I 100% think she's going to die. That's why we're cross-cutting between her and Jake going under the needle at the end of the episode.
I guess, well, I mean, but like, you don't think she's leaving the franchise, right? Like, she's going to come around. Because I feel like there was an interview piece, and y'all were recording this a little early from like about 2 weeks before the episode airs, but there was a piece that came out where Jennifer Tilly said, like, oh no, we haven't seen the end of the Tiffany doll. So I'm really excited about the prospects of that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so why don't we talk about the finale or the setup for the finale, which is that we are going to Flatliners slash the Abyss Jake and send him into the spirit realm so that he can convince good Chucky to willingly go to death, and that will also get rid of bad Chucky once and for all. Mm-hmm. So he has to die, but also Tiffany is undergoing lethal injection, so she will also undoubtedly show up in this spirit realm at the same time.
Yes. So I kept thinking something was going to stop. I kept thinking even maybe Nika was going to stop the lethal injection, like, or something. Which, again, I like that we get Fiona Dwarf back finally. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's been forever since we've seen her. But I did like the way it was shot. You know, we're as you said, cross-cutting between the two injections of very different sorts. Yeah, I imagine we're going to get a big, maybe not a showdown, like a fight, but like a big conversation between Jake and Chucky next week. We haven't seen John Waters yet.
No, it's true. Yeah. So I wonder if that's going to end up being something of a cameo, like a bit of a tease for a potential season four. You know, we speculated, might this be the final season? Obviously, John Mancini has teased that he's even in development on a new film. So hypothetically, you could say, as much as I'm enjoying making the show, I'm ready to move this franchise back onto the big screen. So we could set it up as, okay, how do we get Chucky back into doll form? And also, how do we get Tiffany back into doll form?
Right. It's always the thing too, because I mean, honestly, I think the budget was increased this season because there's I feel like there's a lot more effects things, but it just feels like adding more dolls to the mix would make the budget go up. Or maybe not. Maybe if the actors aren't actually there, you're paying less money for puppeteers.
Maybe, yeah. I imagine a vocal performance is cheaper than actually having to have Jennifer Tilly or Brad Dourif on set. But I mean, I guess I just also imagine that they already have the puppeteering stuff figured out. So at this point, it would just be like, oh, cool, business as usual.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I do like that we get a little tidbit about Gigi, hear about, you know, that they're doing well and that they wish their mother well. So that's very nice.
Well, I would have loved to have seen Lachlan Watson come back, but I guess... Oh, wait, Gigi's a doll again.
Gigi's still a doll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how they ended last season. They come. Oh, because Glenn or Glinda died, but they were going to die, but then they put their souls back into the one doll.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, it's been a while.
No, they referenced events from last season, and I was like, with Nadine. Oh, Chucky killed Nadine. And I was like, the friend they had who like was impaled on the statue in the finale.
Right. Oh my gosh.
I know. Nevertheless, though, I'm really excited for what the finale has in store. I did go back and I watched the trailer for like season three, part two, and there's still quite a few things in that trailer that are clearly in the finale. So I am really excited. And again, I'm excited to see John Waters like just back in this franchise.
Oh my God, more John Waters. Just always more John Waters. Please give it to us.
Joe, what do you want? Like, what would improve this season for you in the finale?
Okay, so... I've been editing the episodes and I'm clapping back at you because every week you're like, you sound like you hate the show. How come you always hate everything? Uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah. I fucking don't hate the show. Stop putting that on me.
No, I'm just the
person
show.
Who's questioning things. And you're like, I love everything. I'm like, cool. That's not criticism. Like,
no, it's not. I'm the yes man of this duo.
God, you're the fluffer of the show. What would I like to see in the finale? Yeah, I want to see like a really meaningful, like extended interaction between Jake and Charles Lee Ray. I am still worried for Devin, less worried for Grant, because frankly, I'm a little more comfortable with losing him. But I do think that we're going to kill one of these major players. And obviously, we have to deal with Caroline.
Right. Because we haven't seen her at all this second half of the season. Shit.
No.
Yeah, I guess, though, hey, are you expecting a cliffhanger in the finale? Because we have gotten a cliffhanger historically in this show. But like again, like you said, I've seen people talk about this might be the final season if we're going into a movie. I don't know if we're there yet, though. I feel like we might still get a fourth season of the show before a movie even gets off the ground.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, like, I'd love to see Chucky back on the big screen with Don Mancini back at the helm and everything, but let's be realistic, it's probably easier for him to continue doing the show at this point because he's got the good buy-in from Sci-Fi and, like, right. We've established the budget and everything. So I'm expecting we will wrap up this arc, but I do think we'll put in a tease that could either serve as a potential season 4 or, if he's ready, maybe that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Nevertheless, I am very much looking forward to this finale. I can't wait to see what bonkers batshittery we get.
Truly, yeah. Because, I mean, that's the fun part about speculating. Where do we go from here? Because we never get it right. Because the show is so wild.
And that's part of the fun of the show, right? Is like, it could be like, you know, narrative shortcuts or whatever. It just goes. It always constantly zigs when you expect it to zag and vice versa. Because the shows are, or the franchise is established. They can do anything they want. Anything. Yeah.
Which I love. I love the possibility of going anywhere that Don Mancini and co. wants to go.
Absolutely. But yeah, everyone, well, let us know what you thought of There Will Be Blood and send us your predictions for the finale. Mm. But until then, we can cross out There Will Be Blood.
Indeed. Yes. And cross out Chucky Queers.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.